Idibo. Okay, so half an hour to the apple. Did I just add this to the pigeon already?
Yes, sir.
That's the vibe.
Mad.
That's the official language.
You see the funny thing about this, like, this podcast doesn't have a name yet, but there's like an entire crowd in this studio at the moment. Everybody shout, what's up?
Where is it?
That's the point. It's wild. It's crazy. But however, we are here to have a conversation. We have an equal number of men and women in the studio presently to talk about something wild, right? Although one of the women, shall I call her a man? Because
so we have three and a half.
Yeah, three and a half. No,
so two and a half.
So four men and two women. But just know that one of the women,
and almost
one of the women, is a man who is in a woman's body.
Hate speech, you guys.
You can call it hate speech, but to be honest, you can hear her in the background. Anyways, we're all here. I'm the big one. You are Jennifer. She's here. Benga is here, Tunde is here, Dokong is here.
Yay!
The one and only Ehidiana Mama is also here as
That's
well.
Right.
So the conversation is very simple, right? It is typical to see the average Nigerian guy, whenever he's having a conversation with his friends, it feels as though it is a fight. If you look at us abroad, like maybe when we see each other from afar, people around would think that there is a fight about to happen. My guy, your mama, your papa, bad guy, bastard. But there's a smile on our faces when we say this. The interesting thing is, we don't seem to see girls do that. Ladies barely do that. Hey, boo boo, hey, darling. And you know, they hear like, oh my god, you look so amazing. Oh, Jennifer, how do you guys do it again?
Grab each other's ass. Hey, girl. I love your nails.
Yes. You see that thing that sounds like whistle? That's the end. So the conversation now is this: in as much as guys tend to give compliments by dissing themselves, right? I don't know how we do it. We are able to handle that. This thing. Are ladies able to do that as well?
No. Sometimes it depends on where it's coming from, right? It depends on where it's coming from. If it's it's just that girls, you sometimes we can take things to heart. Do you understand? Sometimes you can just take it to heart. But then sometimes it's normal. If it's a neutral ground, you know, we're just jamming. It's not that deep. Up until you say something that now irks me, then
why does it have to irk you? You can hear a guy saying to somebody else, "Your mama nyash, I will slap your mama nyash."
In fact, a typical example is I've been to probably two friends' burial during my school days. Mm-hmm. And even right there, you are dissing the guy's dad that just died. And he's laughing. He cannot take it personal. That's how guys are.
You mad?
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Are you crying that my mother died?
We ladies, you know, we always like something posh, posh, posh. But when you are in that group where you have your ghetto setting, we live on. We yab ourselves.
No!
And if you understand yourselves, understanding goes a very long way. For me, if you understand yourself, your father left leg. Your father right leg.
Like you attend the burial and you're like, you don't kill your father, chop up.
Exactly.
What?
Oh.
Sick. No.
But the thing is, you were saying.
I disagree, even with you, mama, but except the part where you say we're all, we understand ourselves. But for me, I feel like ladies, women in general, are more emotional. Like, we're soft, we're mushy, we like to show love, we like to express ourselves, you know. We're not afraid to love and be loved and to do it publicly. For guys, you guys have all of that going on in you, but you'd rather hide it. For us, we want to show it. If I love you, if I feel you, I want to express it. Why do I have to lie or hide about that?
But
I think to some extent the guys are right. Like, we ladies, we really don't know how to take jokes.
No, we don't.
Yeah. That's
rude
point.
And mean jokes.
It's just very few.
That is why
can
I
do
want.
That.
Why exactly is that you guys can't take those jokes?
Sometimes it's not for me.
We already have so much we are dealing with. Please, why will we promote the hate? Yes. Do you know what it means to be a woman? Do you realize that there are should we go to the aspect of our menstrual cycle? Oh. That entire cycle and what it does to your whole system in the first place. You're talking about menstruation. I'm talking about the entire cycle, which is 30 days.
In fact, ovulation is a bitch on its own.
Thank you.
Let me make you understand it.
But that's not an excuse to have the kind of...
When I'm ovulating,
sorry, I just feel you guys don't trust each other. That's it.
No, what do you mean? Trust
and
you?
And if you bring sensitive jokes around me, I will insult your great grandmother.
Thank God I'm a woman.
No, your system, mama, it happens to people differently. So the way you feel in your. Why do people have more. Why do people have crazy menstrual cramps? I have a friend who does not even come to church whenever she's on her period because she can't even stand straight.
You go through financial cramps.
So imagine.
you want to check our financial cycle?
Are you trying to that we do also go
through? I'm having
bread cramps.
I'm having bread cramps.
No, you don't.
Nah. What do you mean? I do.
No.
I just want to put it out there that the person that just shouted I do, I never know what it is to be broken alive.
I claim it.
But when you guys look at it from this perspective, imagine that women were as vile and vile in quotes as men to each other. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to have children and kind of be like that to our children as well.
Mm-hmm. Is it not
like,
interesting?
Because it's part of us.
Is it not interesting that the guys can be that way to themselves, but are not that way to children?
Very
Isn't
few.
Not funny
very
few. Guys tend to be that way to themselves. Mm-hmm. They tend not to be that way with you until they feel as though they want to bring you down for saying no to them in one way or the other. Mm. But typically, you notice that a guy is with his babe and they can have that banter. Mm-hmm. It's funny that a babe can have that banter with a guy.
A guy can
be like, you're flat like balloon don't deflate. She will laugh it off.
Very few ladies
but if,
would laugh
if,
it off.
If, well, that one, Disha. Because they really can't have
it. Very few ladies.
They really can't.
So, hello.
Another angle I'm coming from is, okay, some of us guys had the foundation of yabbing.
Yes.
From primary school.
Yes.
They call it messing.
Exactly.
I grew up in the midst of guys, so maybe that's why I'm kind of different.
This is why the first place I said we have four guys here. Now you already know the
guys. Because
guy
I remember growing up, maybe if I did come like this, my brother would say, baby, if you fuck up, you'll collect.
Exactly. So you prepare your mind.
So I'll already like, okay, I don't want goof. Me, my brothers no beat me. So I'll have to do what they want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe while they are reasoning like, babe, me, I'm reasoning
Look,
like
in
a guy.
In response to what Dokong said about being emotional and being sensitive, I think it's really not only down to the menstrual cramps or something. So guys, you can be depressed, facing something so down, and it takes an insult from a friend for you to cheer up.
Actually,
it's not about you having a bad time.
Because the society says
should I say we are very social? I might meet Biggie for the first time today, and the way we vibe,
it look like
you think, we've known each other for years. But you see, with ladies.
Don't be generalizing.
No, hello,
it's not all the time.
Is it not funny? Okay, I was 15 when I remember my cousin saying that she went for a party.
Mm-hmm.
And she typically was the eye of the party, right? On that day, she came back and she was sulking. And I was wondering why. And she said, because there was somebody that was the eye of the party more than she was.
For the average guy,
the fact say I enter inside club and nobody send me, I roll inside one round, come out. One, number two, we could be in a place, right? I walk into a place, I'm decked up in Ralph Lauren blue, white stripes with my regular trouser. I step into the place and then I see somebody wearing the exact same thing.
We become friends.
Just know that we may end up in a bar.
We become friends
that.
Immediately.
Yeah. Let me ask you, is this unreal? Is this unfake?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, somebody's wearing my dress.
Yeah.
Now you won't be comfortable.
If I see you, I mean, for me, right, I have seen people who wear exactly the same thing that I wear. If I see you wearing what I'm wearing, the first thing I say, oh, you get money. Because I know how much I bet my own.
Did you hear when I said that?
No, no, exactly. This is pride.
Don't drop out.
This is pride.
She eventually exposed herself.
Gone.
When I said some people have never been broke, do you?
No. I'm just trying
she
to,
had to
say,
okay,
but
continue,
like, if we wear the same thing, I just I have great respect, mad respect for you, sis.
For
you
sure.
Know, like, babe, I know how much that dress is. Congratulations.
So what does it lead to after there?
No, it depends on how receptive you are. Mm. You know, it's not like the typical guy. Oh my God, you're wearing the same shoe. We can look at each other and smile. Mm-hmm. If you are a lively person, mm-hmm. maybe later in the event, you can jump. Oh my God, where did you get? I got my own, really? And then that's it. The conversation can spark from there. Or I give you bombastic side eye.
Why?
Why are you wearing
the part is very high.
That's why? Like don't you did have, the other day. Don't you have any other clothes? Why
didn't
did
you
choose you this particular?
Also have any other clothes?
Why did you choose
like
my clothes?
Like who did the other day?
Like she did the other day. I stepped into the studio and you know she was like, I almost wore this. Thank God I did not wear this. We would look alike. And I'm like, are you crazy? Are you stupid?
She was wearing this beautiful set of baggage, and I'm like, I'm so happy I didn't wear that.
But
else we'll be twinning.
But to try,
like, they don't wear both wearing pink.
So you see, personalities coming.
The flip
well.
Side to this is, I could wear a jersey, for example.
Yeah.
And I see, we go outside, my guys, and I see a conductor wearing that exact same jersey. A conductor, or let me not use that word, but somebody doing a menial job. My guys will use that to yab me, and I won't find it offensive. See the clothes they wear, this, and yet I will still find it funny.
But in an attempt to answer Biggie's question, like, why is there difference? Why can't ladies blend the way guys blend with each other? First off, our physical appearance, our biological makeup is totally different from that of guys. We have assets.
In some cases,
women have assets.
Mama,
in the first place. You guys, all you need is one hand to cover one part of your body and you are good. You can even walk in the streets like that. For us, it takes so much more.
What if the anchor
right? There's a lot of thought put into just our looks. My hair, my nails, my shoes, my makeup. Do you understand my outfit? No. I'm saying that's why I would step into a place and people don't recognize me and I could feel bad about it because do you know how much effort
you put into
I put into this look. I'm not saying I would do this, but I'm just saying that some ladies think that way.
You did look good, not for your sake, but for the sake of everybody else who's looking.
No. I'm saying that some people, after putting in so much effort to look so good. Yes, I want to look good in my skin and be proud of it. But I would also like a compliment from someone who'd say, oh, girl, your hair. Why do you think when we see each other, ladies are like, your hair? I'm like, your hair.
We like
to celebrate these looks.
For many times, it's your hair, and then when they tell you do,
I want to ask.
I don't. What kind of ladies have you been hanging out with?
So wait, let me ask. So you spend so much time dressing up, then you walk in. So I cannot just be like, what is this nonsense where you wear?
No,
so
that would be a problem.
Exactly. For your mind, it is saying don't wear something.
No, you can't.
Somebody that is very close to me. There was a time she wore something. I was like, babes, what do you wear? Not really make or. See other people around you. What's in their way? Gosh, but you, I don't really like what you are. She was like, you know, she was really on the defensive side. And the way she was talking, I just told myself, never, ever.
Do you know that
tell
person,
her again.
Do you know that person, for the rest of her life, will always consider you, Ehidiana, as a hater?
Yeah.
The average guy, I feel they will treat now as guy. I feel they will treat now as guy. Go understand. But you know, they smell nice one.
Now let me.
Do you know the guy?
Let me be honest with you.
Turn walk and we get an F. Listen,
how I feel.
And you come and say, Baba, thank you.
Baba, thanks, man. Shake hand, go. But
no,
not.
Now let me be honest with you. I could say, wait if it is where you are. Even it's just banter. In my mind, I could follow it up with, you they look very nice, so you are looking very beautiful and all. But just throwing that shit first as, make I even check him first, which is something guys do a lot.
That's the word. Check. Guys will always check your ability
check
to withstand.
You.
This guy will go check you. This guy feel handle him.
No.
Waiting this up. Waiting this
no,
up.
We will not feature.
No, I don't think.
Just
I don't
the
think,
crazy one.
Yeah,
like us that
yeah. To be honest, I dated someone who was horrible with ill jokes, and I would cry.
that shows how ill the jokes were.
In fact, I think the first time, you know, he could, and literally could say something like, you will be a shower, and you would look at him like,
Like, seriously?
Thank you. You can see, like,
what?
What? Thank you, like, what? I said, your mom wants to shower now.
Oh,
like,
what?
Ah! Yeah, we're telling to my mother. But then, as time goes on, for some weird reasons, the first few months, I cried. So I would act big girl, you know, I'll try, and now I now learned that in the game of yabbing, when they yab you, you don't come back. You lock hold off. Your life, yes. And go.
Lock off.
Then you build and come back.
I like the part of build.
Yeah, you have to build though. You don't fall. Because if you try, your own is not going to be as strong as the one they are giving you. So with time, I understood that was his thing. So by the time I started getting good at it, I noticed that Baba started getting uncomfortable too. Because by the time I come at him, it was shaky. After a while, he now started reducing it because he now understands that when you give me, I'll just calm down. But when I fire, I come.
Do you know, for us, as a matter of fact, unconsciously, we anticipate it. That when we were going, this guy could cost me.
I know they're going to finish me today.
In front of your parents to your guy, don't put it on last speaker.
Kind of, if you are seeing this, that's for you.
Because you're already anticipating.
What?
Kind of, I can't pick his call. My friend.
There's many who picks. Your papa day here. And your papa is your dad.
No,
to
say your papa day here.
Actually.
Bastard, I did. son of a thousand fathers. My father is right there.
What? Flip. You guys are sick. I think also background. So where have you read? What kind of neighborhood or environment did you grow up in? Imagine you grow up in GRA, you know, a very tush cool environment where I'm saying this one is the posh GRA, please. So you know, all your life you've known love, you've seen love, you've seen genuine people are just honest with their feelings. You don't have to hide under any shade or anything. And then they literally drop you in a circle.
Like this,
they drop you in a circle of this kind of people, a Biggie, a Tunde, and a Benga.
See, the funny thing
someone
is,
wouldn't take that very easily.
As Raz and whatever you think many of those people are, when they have the opportunity to mingle, what did they get from mouth?
Yeah, so bad. They grow.
So bad.
Those guys, people you are mingling with,
you think they don't know how to take it, right? But if they watch football, you understand that they can take it.
Exactly.
Because it might just start from what club you support and the next thing.
But there is a building, right? There's a building. Just like J.I. said, there's building.
No,
so we build it. Yeah. So you build, like what J.I. said, you know. You may have it in you, but it takes someone to show that part. Yes, bring it out of you.
Just like I'm doing to you right now.
Actually, you guys can agree with me that it wasn't like this from the beginning.
She was quiet all this while, but it's inside of her.
It's in her.
But eventually, when Quiet Jangbe gave us boss, we have to bring her the
world. No more now, when Quiet
Jangbe. So now she's not a wololo inside the game. Anytime you see it, you are very free to say Ozeba, and she's coming.
I have to say, for somebody like Dokong used to be a very reserved person.
I still am
before.
You guys.
She's too
she sweet. Wasn't. It's just that she was not actually in the right set of clique that would bring her that craziness in her.
I will bite your throat. She used to be this very quiet, very reserved Nigerian info kind of person. And I noticed that whenever you threw a bant at her, she would just... Her face go first squeeze.
Yes, no. Not now. Not anymore.
Not now.
Not anymore.
You know what she does now? You do it. Boom. She just like... Then when you don't expect it,
she'll give it.
She'll just drop it. Nah, keep quiet. Yes.
She's following J.I. So
exactly.
Exactly. I feel so.
For somebody like J.I., you can see the other side of her if you are very close to her. Because she's... What word would I use for her? She's like this no-nonsense human being.
Exactly.
So it only takes like when she's very close to you.
That is when you
see
that.
The other side. Then when she can't not say you the craze, she the craze, the two madness match together. She's so humble.
So for me, I don't know whether it is because of office relationship and everything. I disagree to Kanyan. She go on respond. But she go this guy.
I
get bad mouth. If I talk waiting in my mind, I don't get job.
When she drop her own. For my man, I like, Now the kind of conversation where they find.
But funny enough, that was somebody close to her.
Now, this is crazy. But here's the funny
thing. After the first person you gave basketball in my presence, I went to meet, I was like, yes, babe, what's up? What's
can
happening?
Can you imagine what's so unifying the two of you?
But here's the funny thing.
Madness.
Here's the funny thing. I've seen people who, you think they were really close before, and the person had dropped a word or two to Jennifer, and she just closed up, like, forget it. And she's like, many go be, and she walked away. They now go and meet her in the corner, and she's like, how dare her say this, my man? I'm like, you did choke me, Yan.
So invariably, Jennifer is a bad person.
Choke her, Yan. You understand? So
no, something they get to her too.
But there's some guys too. In fact, in this particular space of ours, who can't take bad jokes and are very good at throwing it.
Oh yeah, that's. I'll give you a good example. One of them just walked outside.
There are plenty. Mm-hmm.
One of them just walked outside. And let me give you another good example. He does the morning show on Wazobia FM. I'm not going to call his name, but Bluetooth knows how to collect jokes.
But he can give.
He can give. So a person like Bluetooth, he likes for you to. He likes to be the one to come in with it. Bah, 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 bah. Then you know, braggadociously walk away. So what you do for a Bluetooth is, as he's coming. But the beautiful thing for a person like him is he doesn't take it to heart.
He also has a sense of humor.
He also has a sense of humor. He doesn't take it to heart. I've met a couple of people who will tell you, oh, I'm very principled with my life. And live a very... Why are we all squeezing fingers?
No, we just thought about somebody and, you know, literally...
Who is the person
off our mood?
No, that one entered the studio earlier. That one entered the studio. He likes to give. He can never take. I think he's one of the few men that I know that cannot take.
I don't know, but he likes himself too much with other people.
You guys, nice. Aisha is not turning to gossip.
This last person's name that we mentioned it's will gossip. Never be mentioned at all. Because, like we say, the person cannot handle it.
At all.
Cannot handle it.
But,
so we'll
but,
like
but
that.
I feel like the conversation started from why is it different from guys? Again, it might not be that 1+1. It could just be down to sense of humor if you viewed it. And look at what happened between Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith can take a joke on a normal day.
Yes, he can.
It's not like he's always petty.
Yes, he can.
But in that moment, in fact, I watched the video over and over. He first laughed at it.
Yes, he did.
But maybe when he now looked,
then he turned and looked at his wife.
And then the reaction.
His wife's reaction.
Exactly.
Triggered his own.
Triggered his reaction. Because on a normal day, if they were... Chris Rock, me, Dave Chappelle, Trevor Noah, he wouldn't react.
Daddy knows what he would have faced at home.
So basically saying, he can take a joke. But
he cannot. So on behalf of her.
So basically,
he was a shock absorber.
Again, no basically, it was a case of waiting a go-go face for house. Nah, problem.
Because so instead of that, because he was used to
having that conversation
with him,
which was why when Will was coming up to him, if you remember, he didn't expect, he was smiling. When I clap and boom, me shock.
But he's still composing.
Ouch. So what would have been the best way to handle that? To not laugh. That's Will Smith now.
So
to not laugh at all.
Here's the thing. You have already goofed to
by
laugh.
Laughing. Mm-hmm.
Don't now go ahead to slap.
So how do you settle the woman?
Should I go and kill somebody to settle you?
Because I would deal with you for laughing at that joke.
That's
at
the
home.
Point. He knows that there is going to be that dealing with at home. What he could have done was take a microphone, go out there and this
Chris back. Then to talk to yes.
Oh, okay. That's
why,
the big one.
This Chris Brown. I say Chris Brown, Chris Rock.
Yeah.
This him, it becomes a moment for the Oscars, but at the same time, I have defended your honor in the presence of people.
Okay.
She may still, being Jada Pinkett, she may still go home and say, person yab me, you turn out to play.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, his honor is kept.
Yeah.
She looks like
slap head over the wall.
She looks like she's a part of the plan of the show because she could have as well graciously followed her husband as he yabs, collect the microphone, yab Chris Rock as well. It becomes a show. It increases their ratings in the presence of people.
Okay.
Which is what guys will readily... Do you think that most of these rap songs that you listen to today, where they diss one another...
It's not real.
Chris Brown and that guy are not real.
Not all. Most of it, they are not real. It's just
like the one for Kendrick Lamar.
The point is, they are not like us and all of that thing.
Like us.
It is how we do.
That one is real.
That one hates
it. It's real. It is how we do. We settle it with banter. Okay. If you now decide to take it to the extreme, then you have a Tupac and Biggie kind of situation where we pop each other. But on a regular day, our way of communication on a normal day, our way of communication is not your
our love language.
Exactly, is not your roses and butterflies. We are already used to. If no trick you for hand, Brit, remove the nation. Oh, I'm Jesus. You understand? But that's how it is.
But there's a flip side to this conversation.
Yeah.
Ladies can take romantic
jokes.
Ladies can take romantic jokes amongst themselves, right? But guys would
What's
never.
What's like a romantic joke? Can you give an example?
Yes. So, let me give you an example.
I love you, baby.
Outside, something happened outside before we came in for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Between two ladies in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Guys will never do that.
Oh, yeah. Smacking each other's bum. You can just say it.
I walked to Tunde and I want to. Never happen.
Stop that.
It's weird.
Exactly. But to ladies,
let's not talk. Because this will be a good topic for another day. So we'll explain why it is.
Why is it like.
Oh. Yeah, what we can take. That's what we can take and you guys can't take.
If you read a lady's birthday post for a fellow lady,
yeah.
Are you guys into
dating?
What's this?
My love,
so imagine, guys are close, but we can never
imagine as a guy. I want go peace.
Bone to bone.
At a peace. There's somebody you can't look. Oh, guy. Our father.
No, that one is even to the extreme. Maybe on my birthday, you now post. Sunday, blah 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 blah.
My
I love you to
love
the
you. Love you.
My reply is not thank you. Waiting be this.
You understand?
Like take this thing down. No.
Yes.
That is not a wish, my guy.
Cause you not do. What do you have that?
So that's the thing. That's just the similarity between both genders.
But at the end of the day, it's how we reason things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I saw a meme. It says I attended a burial of one of my homies, and there was a nigga laughing a little too, crying a little too hard. Like, okay, why are you crying like this? Did you guys have something before he died?
It's not good anything.
That's the point.
Honestly, you guys are not okay.
You know what? We're gonna wrap it up here. Yeah. The next time we're gonna come and talk, we're gonna talk about why women are so comfortable with being mushy with one another.
Mm.
You know, touchy, feely,
because you're women!
Oh! Taking pictures. Smacking each other.
Just imagine.
They're already smacking each other in the studio.
I don't get it.
But you know me, I do it to you.
No, you
guys. Guy and lady. It's just like.
Why is that all women that can smack a guy like that? If I smack Tunde, I think you turn back and smile and say.
Yes.
You're the right person you'll smack.
God forbid.
All right, this is where we wrap it up. Thank you so much. Hey, watch out for the next episode.
And I'll cry.
Do we have a podcast for this? I think there's a
name. Let's not name it first.
This podcast has no name.
Yes, no name.
It has absolutely no name. See you next time. Entertainment.